Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by a few guests. We got Sydney Ho from the Helper Saturday Vibes team. We're also joined by Nick and Nicole Parker from Chaos Cove. It's a pleasure to have you all in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And, you know, it's always fun getting local businesses in here alongside local events. So, Sydney, let's start on the Helper Vibe side of things. Coming up July 12th, 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., of course, always on Helper's historic Main Street. This is the midway point through the season, and you guys have one of my personal favorite events. You got the RV Park and River Day, which always features, of course, that very fun river float.
It does, yeah. Starting at 4:30, we'll be having a river float. Good way to cool off. We'll be meeting at the Swinging Bridge, and then if you do the float, there will be some fun stickers and bumper stickers created by our friends that are here with us, Chaos Cove.
Let's talk Chaos Cove for a second, because these guys are everywhere, you know? You may have seen it going down. You see a car drive by with a beautiful logo plastered on the side. Who else would it be to put it on there but Chaos Cove? So let's talk for a second. You guys do so many different businesses around the area. You do so many different jobs around the area. What's your favorite part of working for Chaos Cove?
I'll go first. So I think mine is just taking somebody's vision and bringing it to reality. Bringing it to, I don't know, taking it, fine-tuning it, all of the changes, and then the install.
Mine would be the install.
What does that install process look like? Because it sounds like a lot of fun and it looks incredible at the end, but what does that look like for you guys as you're installing it?
So, I mean, as far as like trailer graphics go, it's a bit of a process. Probably my favorite out of all of them. Obviously, scrubbing, cleaning, prepping. It's a three-part chemical process that we use, and then installing the new graphic.
You know, it's always fun to get a peek into these worlds, because that's something that I never really would have learned about without having the opportunity to talk to you guys. Now, Sydney, you guys have a bit of a cross promotion going on now between Vibes and Chaos Cove. So can you explain that a little bit for us?
Yeah, we do. So in addition to these guys being the owners and founders of Chaos Cove, they also own and run the Carbon Emery MX series. And there are a lot of things happening in Price this weekend, or in Carbon County, I guess I should say. And so we're doing some cross promotion between our two events to encourage you guys to come with a giveaway.
Now let's dive a little deeper into this giveaway. What are we looking at here to get people really excited for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be giving away some alcohol beverages, some priority seating, some limited edition Helper Vibes merch, in addition to $100 that was so generously donated by Chaos Cove. And to enter, you do have to attend Carbon Emery MX that morning to start your day off. And then you can cool off with our river float at 4:30. And then that giveaway will happen at our merch tent at 6 o'clock that evening.
You know, a fun full slate of days. Now, Nick, Nicole, people who want to come out and see Carbon Emery MX, what's the best way for them to do that?
Show up to the fairgrounds. The best day will be Saturday. Friday we'll be practicing. We'll start practicing at 9 a.m. We'll practice until 3. It's not going to be as exciting as race day. Obviously, race day is pretty exciting. We'll kick off at 7 a.m. There'll be a practice from 7 to 8, and then racing will begin at 8. We've got 34 classes. I was looking at pre-registrations today, and we're at 64. We're expecting over 300 riders, so...
These races have been picking up by here.
Now, this sounds like an extremely exciting event. Now, I'll just throw this out for everyone on the floor right now. Why is it important to you guys, both individually and from your organization's perspective, to help cross-promote each other like this and get involved with the community like you both do?
Yeah, absolutely. From the Helper Vibes perspective, we consider Chaos Cove part of the Vibes family, so anything we can do to help support them is very important in supporting us.
I think for us, I know Nicole's not being very talkative, but from our side of things, it's family, right? Bringing everybody together, getting people in the community, and just having that family vibe.
And, you know, I can't think of two better events to promote for that family feeling than Carbon Emery MX and Chaos Cove alongside Helper Saturday Vibes. Now, let's jump back to Vibes for a second. So you go down the river float, you're out of it, and now you're wanting to listen to some great music. And by golly, this is the week I've had circled on my calendar for a while now. Things get kicked off at 5 p.m. Cole Breed bringing you some metal.
Yeah, Cole Breed is a local band that I just learned was recently by another name, and his now become Coalbreed, but they are some locals, and metal's going to be a little bit of a different vibe for Helper Vibes, but we're excited to bring it.
You know, you can't go wrong with just a touch of metal in your life. It's one of my favorite genres of music, and you followed up with the Carbon Quarter Music Act that I've really been excited to see all throughout the year. Price Floyd, another local group from what you were telling me.
They are, yeah. Price Floyd, how could you go wrong with a Pink Floyd cover band? There's even going to be a light show this time, so when it gets dark, things are going to get exciting.
I feel like you can't do Pink Floyd without some psychedelic aspect, right? Like a light show, so this is perfect. So again, Coalbreed takes the stage at 5 p.m. Price Floyd will be there at 8 p.m. Now, of course, you guys always bring the heat when it comes to things outside the music. Let's start first, kids' activities. Always a big hit at Helper Vibes.
Yeah, you can look forward to some neon and some lights, and it's going to be a party.
You can't go wrong with that. Now, for the adults, as we always like to follow this up, margaritas, always a big hit for the adults at these events. What are we looking at this week? What has Shayla cooked up for us?
Yeah, this week is the Brazilian Limerita, and from what I hear, that was the most sold drink last year, so we had to bring it back.
We're seeing some knowing looks here in the studio. You guys excited for this Brazilian Limerita to come back?
We've heard good things.
Tasty things.
Now, of course, it's not Helper Vibes without the vendors. Are we seeing a similar slate to what we've been seeing over the course of the year so far, or are we going to see a few new additions?
We'll definitely have some crowd favorites. El Sartan will be back with their amazing chicken strips, and the Mambo truck will be here as well.
Now, let's close this out like we always do. Someone might be on the fence listening to this. They think, ooh, should I go? Should I not go? What words of encouragement would you give them to check out not only Carbon Emery MX, but Helper Saturday Vibes?
I feel like people love to complain that there's nothing to do in our community, and as you can see by this Saturday slate, that is just not the case. So come and party with Carbon Emery MX, spend your night with Vibes, and have a good time.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
Well, Sydney, Nick, Nicole, pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, we had Nick and Nicole Parker alongside Sydney Ho. We're talking Carbon Emery MX, as well as Helper Saturday Vibes. All of it coming up on Saturday, July 12th, a slate of events that this community is bound to love. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.